Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Box.
Insta stories are interesting, aren't they? Because they popped up, what, 6 months ago. I still don't really get it. There's so many of them. I can never watch all of them. Mm. But I stumbled upon somebody's the other night and I loved it. It is a good friend of ours, Blake, who works on our show. He is one of our producers and one of the loveliest guys you'll meet.
Well, I'm glad you loved it, Boxy, but I watched it and I'm pretty close to unfollowing. And if we're going to play it again, I can't listen.
Okay, like, when I say I loved it, I may have loved it for the wrong reasons. Now, we are labelling this possibly the worst Insta story of all time.
It is the worst.
For a couple of reasons. One, it went for 2 minutes and 10 seconds all up. Now, we're going to play you some highlights from it. So, Blake, can we give out his
highlights?
Yeah.
Don't play any then.
At It's Blake Francis, everybody. At It's Blake
Francis. Now, Blakey, come on the ride because I know you're out there listening. So it was Valentine's Day night. Blake's single at the moment and he had a joke that he wanted to go for 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Here's the first bit.
Can I tell you about this girl? Geez, I don't know. Well, she's standing off camera. She doesn't like the camera, doesn't want to be on, but what is she? Exotic, loves the beach, loves the Caribbean as well, loves it.
You had me here, Blakey. This was good. I'm like, okay, now
it's just a headshot, isn't it? It's just a camera pointing, just the phone's pointing at his face. Yep. You can't see anything else.
No, but and then he starts talking to someone off camera. I'm thinking, this is good. This is good, Blake.
Are we doing anything special tonight? Maybe. I don't know. We'll just share some intimate times tonight at home and, you know, just enjoy each other's company a lot.
Oh, you got me in there, Blake. Now I'm thinking we're going to do the reveal any second now. We're going to meet the new girl in his life. And then this happened.
G'day, Instagram stories. First one for me.
What?
What a day to start it. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. I thought it'd be a great day to sort of break the news that I'm seeing someone tonight.
It's in the wrong order.
Well, there's an uploading issue. So I think Blakey's recorded them all, but then uploaded them out of order. So right. It's a very hard Insta story to follow. That was one of the problems. But then there was more. We're getting closer to finding out who this is.
What does she do for a job, Blake? We want to know more. Sure. What do you do for a job? Oh, that's right. You work in maritime. The guys at work have nicknamed her Sailor. It's just easy, you know, in the ocean and stuff.
Jesus. Still going.
It's the best. Come on, are we nearly about to find out who this is?
Oh, okay, this is the big reveal.
What? All right, good news, guys. She's finally given in. She wants to meet you guys just as much as you want to meet her, and she's going to come on. So are you ready? We're going to have a great night tonight, and this is my gal tonight, guys. Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
At which point, Blake held up a bottle of Sailor Jerry's spiced rum.
No.
No, come on.
There's no payoff. It's no. two minutes ten without a payoff.
If there was a doll or something there, like something.
I know.
That would have been funny for an Insta story. Like, ha-ha, kiss the doll.
Let's get Blakey on. Blake, for a couple of things. I think your intention was great. It was a great gag. It went for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. So length might... Brevity was your friend.
Yeah, look, first time jitters. I think I was just trying to get the feel for Instagram.
What was your first Insta story?
Hang on, Blake. The fact that you've recorded all that, watched it back, and then thought, oh, I'm going to put that on Insta.
Right.
Because he rated it. Usually just with an Insta story, you film it and post it.
Okay.
He's actually rewatched that and gone, yeah, I'm on.
No, do you know what? And I'm going to give him another big plug.
Did you or not?
Please.
No comment.
He's gorgeous, Blake, and he's a good sport. What's his handle again on offhand?
At It's Blake Francis.
There we go. Get behind Blake Francis because he's having a crack, and that's the thing. I don't do Insta stories because I get a bit nervous. I go, I don't know what to do. Do people find this interesting? Blake's put himself out there and gone, I'm going to give this a crack. I'm going to be funny, and I possibly might have struggled to upload it in the correct order. Mm. But 131060, this is a good opportunity to dob in somebody, one of your friends possibly, that is really bad at Insta stories.
Oh, this is good.
Just general, maybe even just Instagram.
Let us know what they're doing.
Failing at social media.
Yeah, great. Run through what they're doing wrong. We can work through it.
Maybe we can even hear one of their Insta stories.
Well, that'd be technical, but we could try.
Yeah.
131060.
131060. Well done, Byron. And just to get Blake back on track and something he's really good at, I'll have a coffee, please.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
We were just talking about friends who put up Insta stories or anything on socials that don't always hit the mark. And we just outed our good friend and producer, Blake Francis, at It's Blake Francis. That's his handle on Instagram. He did an Insta story that went for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. It was a joke. It was a joke about hot sauce being his date on Valentine's Day. So it could have been a 15-second post. It also was out of order. He didn't even upload them correctly. So we just said, do you want to dob in a friend that is failing at Insta? And we've got Nicole from Wanturna. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole. Are you dobbing in yourself or have you got a mate who needs to get off Insta?
I've got a couple of young mums about my age. So I'm 26. And they feel the need to post about their babies every single day at every hour of the day.
Too much.
And they're also really bad at using, like, the Instagram stickers. So, like, they'll put this, like, every day will be, like, Monday, and the baby's just doing the same thing as it was yesterday.
On Sunday,
Saturday.
Yeah, and on Saturday.
Right. Hey, Nicole, actually, it's funny you mention that, Nicole.
That doesn't stop because I Instagram my kids who are 18, 11 and 9 and yeah. I do that every day.
You do, but you don't do it every hour. Like new mums, I've been a new mum, you can go OTT.
Yeah.
But my favourite thing is people in their 40s using the word yes.
Yes.
I reckon there's an age limit on yes.
Really? Well, that means because I've just hit that mark. I use yes on a lot of my stories.
Well, I was actually...
Mate, I'm so
trying to make this a really direct message
thank
to you.
I'm so DP. Yes.
You're too old to do
I'm
yes.
I'm so DP OC about that one, isn't it? The LOLs and the GGGs.
DPOC.
ACBT.
Yeah, he's just making them up.
Cool.
27 past 7.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Hey, King of the Jungle.
Yes.
My friend who's still
he's
the
here.
King of the Jungle. Unfortunately for you, though, and we've said this, you are King of the Jungle because Casey Donovan became the Queen last year, which makes you still the reigning king.
After got like a jingle?
No.
After what Kerry Armstrong did last night on I'm a Celeb, I reckon there's a fair chance a man's going to be King of the Jungle because she didn't do We Women Proud, I'm going to say. I have to say this. It was the first, I'm going to say, fight of the series, blow up. And the only thing I can think is that she's sleep deprived, food deprived, not thinking clearly, but it was the most ridiculous argument. So, just to give this context, she had an argument with Josh Gibson, Shannon Knoll, and Danny Green. Now, she doesn't like the term eviction. So when they said Tiffany got evicted, she
I think
thinks,
Simone might have been involved as well. Like, she gave a bit back to
she was
to
on
Kerry.
The side. Oh, yeah. She was there. Yeah, she was good, actually. Yeah. But anyway, her point is that eviction's a harsh word when these are really nice people in the jungle and it doesn't sum up the kind of, you know, what they contribute to the world by saying they've been nastily evicted. So this was Josh. First, he tried to take her on with this.
So you don't like the word evicted. If you would like us to use something else, I would have taken my time and thought, hey, guys, how about we use the word this?
And then
do you know what I would have done?
Do you know what I mean?
I would have said,
yeah.
Great, and I would have used it. If you don't want us to use that word, maybe have a solution before you speak up and stop us.
I think the big problem with this and what Kerry's up against is that I'm a celebrity, call it eviction. So the show, Julia and Chris say who will be evicted this week. So Josh was trying to, you know, delicately appease her, and then Shannon Knoll just went, nah, I've had it.
The fact is the show calls it elimination. That's all there is to it.
And I'm saying I think the word doesn't serve people
100%.
Who are as dignified as the
yes,
people here.
It's
so my argument's with the word.
What are we going to do, go on strike and say stop calling elimination? People can disagree with you too, though. You know what I mean?
It was one of those moments where, and I was watching thinking, oh, because the guys were just getting flustered. Danny Green had to walk off. He went, I can't
he goes, Danny Green walked away and said, I am eliminating myself from this conversation.
But
that was
I feel
the funniest
like
thing
I
you said.
I have been that woman. I've been that girlfriend. I was watching thinking, is that me in those tedious fights I have with boyfriends over the years where I'm just like pushing an argument that's just stupid and they end up going, whatever, Whatever.
Can you think of one you've had? Because arguing over the word evicted on a reality show that evicts people, it's got to be the most ridiculous.
Well, I had this conversation with Alex because I've not watched, believe it or not, any of the show that I was on. Mm. We've got the memory card to watch it back. But
of your series.
About my series. And I don't know who was fighting with who because you don't see it. So half those people wouldn't have seen what was said. So Shannon and Kerry are having an argument together. Everyone else in the camp has got no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
So, but I never had an argument in there. So I said to Al, I'm like, I never had an argument. When they were arguing, like I'd bait a little bit and then just lay there and go, ha, yes, there's a day's worth of arguments because I'd just sit back on my bed and go, this is great. But I never got evicted, so...
Oh, there he goes.
Hey, you got asked to leave.
No, I didn't.
Don't use the word evicted.
I didn't
you
get it, mate.
Politely
stop
to leave.
Using mate, the word. It's offensive.
They put a crown on me and said, stay.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Over his prime ministerial campaign, or not campaign, he is the prime minister, Malcolm Turnbull has been accused of being weak. No backbone. Well, I'll tell you what, he's front-footed it yesterday, hasn't he? He has come out and he has said... He's announced a ban on ministers having intimate relations with their staff. And obviously in light of Barnaby Joyce and the situation he's arrived in, where a former staffer is now 7 months pregnant with his child. But let's listen carefully.
So there's no more bonks, no more pokies in Parliament?
Good. Like what you did there.
Certainly.
Let's have a listen to the words, though. I think it's really important that we listen carefully to this.
Absolutely.
I don't care whether they are married or single. I don't care. They must not have sexual relations with their staff.
Jeez.
They're single. Like, I understand morally. I mean, I believe what people do in their bedrooms is their business and what they do in Canberra, just run the country and take care of our taxes and make sure that we're becoming a better nation. What you're doing behind closed doors is not my business. It's actually not the Prime Minister's business. But to say that single people can't hook up. So picture this. You're working in the government, you're in Parliament, you're single, you've got somebody in the office that you're attracted to who's single. The Prime Minister has now said you cannot be attracted to each other.
You know
you
what he said?
You're not allowed to be
a... He has said this is a...
Bonk ban. Bonking? Banned. Want a bonk? Nah, banned.
That's what he's done.
Yes. He's essentially saying you're not allowed to pursue another single person in the
it's
office.
A bonk ban.
That's the best jingle we've had.
Thank you.
It's an amazing thing to say, though, isn't it?
It's extreme. You can't say it.
I don't think you can say it.
You can't.
Our Prime Minister has said it.
Why has he picked this issue to be strong on? He's picked the wrong issue.
But imagine if this suddenly...
Is this just for Parliament?
Yeah, he's saying ministers.
Or is it going to filter down into...
He's not banning all workplaces.
He's banning ministers.
God, this joint will go nuts.
But that's the thing. Like, imagine, and Fev, we're all laughing, but it is a very small step between the government, our Prime Minister, implementing something in Parliament to the next minute we've got bonk bans all through our offices
bonked
around Melbourne.
Banned.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
I mean, no, honestly.
We shouldn't
we've
laugh.
Got relationships in this office. I mean, there are people, you know, there are people that are in very consensual relationships that are out in the open. They met, they were single, they got together. Imagine if right now, unfortunately, you can't be with another staff member.
Well, one of those two, I know who you're talking about. One of those two people would need to immediately declare what is occurring and resign.
I know.
That's what would have to happen. That's what the Prime Minister expects of his staff.
Well, okay, so if this does become a thing, so the Prime Minister's made that official in Canberra that no ministers are to... Where's your bonk band?
Oh, sure.
Bonking band.
So you and Byron are done.
Why? Excuse
funny.
Me. Never happened. So, right now, if you are having a relationship with someone in your workplace, any day now, your boss can come in and do what the Prime Minister did and says, bonk ban.
So should they call and report the relationship to us?
Are you sleeping with another staff member, 13, 10, 60, wherever you work?
So how do you work at Paper, Scissors, Rock to see who quits? Or?
Exactly, who does quit?
It's ridiculous. All right, so we're gonna speak to people.
Of all the things for him to strong arm, is now discriminating against single people.
13, 10, 60 is the number. Give us a call if you're sleeping with someone in the office. you should possibly be concerned for your future.
Absolutely. We might be telling you you're done. You're going to have to quit.
Your call's next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Bangers are coming up. Our number is 13 10 60.
Oh, there's no bangers in Parliament anymore, is there?
No. Yay! Okay, you've been angling to tell a great joke all morning, Fev, and you finally cracked it.
Bonk ban.
Bonk ban. We are talking about the Prime Minister yesterday getting really strong. I mean, I'm just confused because there are so many things he refuses to get strong on. And the one thing he's come out all bluff and blustering, he's going to crack down on bonking.
I don't care whether they are married or single. I don't care. They must not have sexual relations with their staff.
Bonking banned.
Like, I sort of get because of the Barnaby mess, which again I say, private life, whatever he gets up to, I don't want to know about it. But morally, maybe you'd argue that they're, you know, to spin upright, moral citizen and represent the country, we'd prefer you not to have extramarital affairs.
Right.
But single people, to say single people can't hook up in the workplace, Melbourne, this could come for all of us.
Oh, boy.
We've already cited various members of staff at Fox FM.
Many.
We'll have to quit immediately if this became a thing. So are you in intimate relationships with someone in your workplace, Jasmine, I'm not sure where that is, but Jasmine, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, Jasmine.
Auburnvale.
Jasmine, are you in a situation where you are bonking a workmate?
Yes, I am. Oh. I'd be out of a job, I think, by now.
Jasmine, and can I ask, does the boss or whoever runs the business that you work for, do they frown upon your relationship or are they okay with it?
They're okay with it. So, well, currently, unless things change.
Well, unfortunately.
Want a bonk? Nah, banned.
Do you know,
sorry.
My issue with, and Jasmine, you might agree with me, it's so hard to find love these days, find someone you connect with. Everyone's busy at work. So that is where you are probably going to find somebody that you have an intimate relationship with.
Well, I had this conversation with Schnooksy last night and I said, I reckon.
Your wife, yeah.
And I just threw it out there. I reckon 60% of couples would meet in the workplace in Australia because people work 9 to 5,
exactly.
They go home and they meet people in this comfortable surrounding and they go, oh, you're great.
You get
to know them
drinks,
better. Get to know them. You know how they operate every day.
It's
and
a
go,
great place to find
it's
love.
It's a great place to bonk.
At work. Ashley in Pakenham. Hi, Ash.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, Ash. If this became a thing, if the Prime Minister successfully made this a mandate across all businesses in Australia, would you be in trouble?
We'd be in a lot of trouble, yeah.
What are you and your partner up to?
not in any detail, not
you
in any great detail, just generally.
So you work together?
We do work together. So we've now been together 8 months and he actually proposed 2 weeks ago. Oh,
well, that's over, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry.
No, congratulations, Ash. Now, Matt, your fiancé, he's in the car with you there, isn't he?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Are you both on your way to work?
Yes, we are. We drive to work together. How cute.
Oh, that is. Aww. See, that's beautiful. This is the thing that Prime Minister
that's
Turnbull,
stop now.
He's not taking into consideration.
Now, guys, this was the one. Remember we said before that last hit, there was one workplace in Melbourne that has taken the bonk ban to the next level.
Yeah, you did say this, Byron. I don't understand how it goes to a next level, but Katie in St Kilda's there. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie, how has your workplace taken this to a different level?
We had a contract in place when we started with the company that banned not only the bunk ban, but also our friends. You weren't allowed to be friends with your colleagues outside of work.
Friends? Banned.
Katie, firstly, why did they ban friendships in the workplace and how did they enforce that?
I'm assuming the reason was is that if people were friends outside of work and they had like a disagreement, then that would like roll over to like the workplace. So
that's a lot of rubbish.
Were you having secret friendships, Katie?
Well, yes. Actually, it was my birthday and I invited a few of my colleagues to come out for drinks and The boss got wind of what was happening and we all got sat down and reminded that as part of our contract, we couldn't be friends outside
friends?
Of
work.
Katie works for the North Korean government.
Yeah. Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
I may have gone a little too far in my relationship. When I say that.
What, you got the third base?
No, I mean, okay. Sometimes you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I may have on Valentine's Day needed to just take a big deep breath and relax. So I thought I would, because my boyfriend,
the D-man,
the weekend before Valentine's Day, last weekend, he bought me flowers, took me out for dinner and everything. And I thought really sad. Because his argument was, I'm not going to do it on Valentine's Day. Because I don't want to be dictated to
So he showed he cared.
Yeah, he did. But I thought on Valentine's Day, well, I'll do something really nice. Because of the hours we work, we finish early in the morning, and usually across the day he might pop in because he's an actor and he obviously works at Neighbours, so he gets time off, so he'll come and visit. And I thought, you know what I'll do today on Valentine's Day? I'll do a pop-in.
Oh, no.
So.
He's at work, so.
Yeah, I know.
What would you do if he popped in here?
Well, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't appreciate it. So, Valentine's Day, I drove out to Nunawading and I was hanging out at Forest Hill Chase, which is just near the Neighbours set. So I sent him a text and I said, guess what? I'm in the neighbourhood.
I get
gear,
it.
Good yeah, gear.
Well, nice.
And I sent that and I waited a few minutes in my car going, he'll write what? What do you mean? You're nearby? How exciting. Nothing. So I waited about 10, 15 minutes and I thought, well, I better actually explain this. So I just wrote back going, happy Valentine's Day. I'm actually in Forest Hill. I've come to see you because I know you've got some downtime. And I got nothing. And I thought, well, this is really strange because I know where you are. Mm. Now, here's a little bit of a backstory. A few days before, I asked him to send me his schedule for work.
Oh, God, you are a
wow.
And even when I said, hey, can you forward me your work schedule? He said, I don't feel comfortable doing this because it's like it's my work schedule. But I knew I was going to plan something.
Yeah, but he knows the times you work.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one for one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I thought, no, but I'll plan something. So I knew that he'd finished his scene and I knew that he had like an hour and a half off.
Oh,
he wasn't contacting me. So then I started ringing.
He's hanging out with Bouncer.
And it was ringing out. And then I realised I've been sitting in the Forest Hill car park at the Forest Hill Chase for 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
He had like 15 missed calls. I thought, what's happening? I'm actually stalking my boyfriend. Like I'm down the road from his work. Anyway, eventually he's called me. He's going, what are you doing? And I said, I've just popped in to wish you happy Valentine's Day in person. No. And then he said, wow, okay, well, because it was that day with the high winds, so they were filming on location at Neighbours and the scene that was supposed to go for an hour went for about 2.5 hours.
Which can happen.
So he said, look, I've got 20 minutes. I'll come and meet you for a quick bite to eat. And it was so quick. We literally spent 10 minutes in the car, quick hello, didn't even get a chance to go into Forest Hill Chase.
Hang on. Sorry, what?
Just a quick hello in the car.
Yeah.
Just a lovely, you know, kiss. Happy Valentine's Day. Nice to see you.
All right.
And then I went back to where I live, about an hour in traffic.
Okay. So you know what that is? It is stalking. I don't think Fev overstated that. It is stalking, but it's worse. It's stalking your own partner.
No, yeah, look, someone else is more in love with someone else.
I had. Whoa, that's harsh.
No, let's keep it about stalking.
Fev. I had his work schedule. I went to his work. I rang about 15 times. I ended up texting him, are you avoiding my calls?
I think partners, Phoebe. No, I actually don't think you're alone in fairness. I think especially now with instant messaging, Instagram messaging, WhatsApp, you can see when your partner's online. You can see how long ago they were online. I do think that there would be partners that might just, and you would hope they'll call.
I wasn't stalking. I was trying to be romantic.
Do you stalk your own partner?
It was Valentine's Day.
The way that Fifi stalks her own partner. Nah.
I just wanted to see him.
I ring Schnooksy at work 3 times and she doesn't answer, she'll ring me back and say, is someone dead?
Give us a call if you're doing this with your partner, 13 10 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
It was Valentine's Day and I thought I'd surprise my boyfriend at his workplace. He does work at Neighbours. So I drove out to Forest Hill and I couldn't get a hold of him on his phone. I rang and 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 texted and texted and where are you and why are you not answering my calls? And then I did have his schedule because I'd asked for it a few days earlier and I started going, I know you're not on set. Why aren't you coming to see me? Anyway, it was all a bit stalky.
Yes, hey, stalky, stalky, yeah. Stalker. Did yes. you do any drive-bys?
No, because they've got security guards out the front of neighbours. That, if anything, they might think I'm trying to get back on. Why is she... Why is Brooke Butler trying to get back on the premises?
You did a drive-by, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
She's tried it.
Apparently, I'm not alone in stalking my own partner. Cassie in Melton. Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
Cassie, have you gotten a little too stalky with your boyfriend?
I do stalk my partner.
What do you do?
I jump on the Find My iPhone app and keep tabs on where he is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've got one of those on Alex's.
Really? No. Does he know? Yeah. Does he know that you've got that?
I would suspect that he knows that I've got the app. He set it up for me.
Oh, wow. So,
he knows that I do it.
He's smart. He leaves it at work and then goes and drives to the pub and goes, right, I'm still at work, babe.
I'm so surprised. So he set it up so he would know you're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's smart. I quite like. No, that's open. That's you can trust me. This is how much you can trust me.
I know there was a product that was very popular a few years ago called Dual SIM, where you could have a different SIM card. So maybe anyway. No. Push on.
Molly in Berwick. Hi, Molly.
Hi,
Molly. You occasionally stalk your boyfriend?
I do. So with the line of work that he does, he can't always answer his phone, but it is always on him. And I will text him or I'll call him, and if he doesn't answer, I go onto the Instagram, like instant message,
yeah,
and it says when they've last been active on Instagram, and Facebook Messenger as well, and sometimes on Snapchat.
So you know he's been actively using his phone, and yet he hasn't returned your text message?
Yeah.
Do you just lose it?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it drives me crazy.
Well, why did Instagram bring that in? Don't get rid of that, Instagram.
I agree. Instagram, that's a fail from Instagram.
Okay, here
yes,
we go.
Yes, Bev.
I texted Byron last week and he didn't get back to me. And I went to Instagram and it said he's active.
Stop stalking me.
That you're on your phone and you didn't text me back.
Why did you not text Bev back?
You didn't text me back. I texted you about something and I literally went on his Instagram and it said active now. And I was like, well, you've obviously seen my text.
That's hurtful, Fev.
It actually is.
You a text.
It's a bit needy.
Sam in Frankston.
I want to be your second mate.
Hey,
Trent
Sam.
Wheeler.
Got one, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Sam. Sam, have you stalked your partner?
I did. I learned my lesson.
Oh, what did you do?
So we were seeing each other for a little while. We had a date night planned and I'd send him a bunch of messages. You know, he wasn't replying. A couple of calls, didn't answer. So I thought that was a bit strange and he didn't live too far away from me. So I thought I'll just do a quick drive past his house.
Oh, no.
And see where he is. But he actually lived at the end of a court.
Nowhere to run.
Yeah.
No through road.
I pulled up to the end of the court. He was actually walking out his front door with his phone in his hand and he saw me and froze and I kind of just panicked and tried to duck and drive back off again.
Oh, that's all right.
Unbelievable.
I thought it was going somewhere else.
No, it's still really embarrassing.
Yeah, Sam saw her, he saw her and she drove off, Sam.
It was just that moment of panic. I got busted sort of doing the drive-by at the end of a court. Like, I didn't really think it through, I guess. Really
that's a great story, Boxy, but the way she set it up had me right in. I thought...
What did you think?
I thought he was walking out of the house with someone else.
Yeah, that would have been a very nasty finish. It was still pretty embarrassing right after this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We had a big day yesterday. One of our own over in the Olympics won a bronze medal, Scotty James. And we got a little bit of audio from Channel 7 of a certain group of people really excited with how their past pupil went.
They were watching on.
Scotty's school, Southwood Boys Grammar and Tintern Girls School, they've all got up going, how good is this?
I know, just fantastic. You know, this is what we really hope for. But don't forget, we've got Haruma, the Japanese guy. He didn't nail his first run. He's got heaps of upside, so I expect those three to be right in the mix.
Well, we're just listening to the school just going, Scotty, as he's doing his run.
Now, why would that make you feel a little bit, you've got a certain look on your face there, Fief. I mean, the Tintern Grammar students cheering for their hero.
My school, I like Scotty, went to Tintern and a wonderful school out there in Ringwood East. Kathy Watt, she went there, a cyclist from the Olympics back in.
And he has now become the greatest pupil ever to go to Tintern.
Easily.
And my co-host, as you just stated, obviously went to that school and she felt really flat yesterday.
I did not. You I was happy flat. For Scotty.
You were very flat. You wanted a house named Boxed House, but now it's going to be a James House. It's all about Scotty James at Tintern. But I had a massive day yesterday. I had to do Jenny Craig shoot and it went all day. But at lunchtime, I didn't eat. They had the beautiful Jenny Craig
meal. You wouldn't have, no.
No, they had a beautiful Jenny Craig meal there, and a sauteed chicken with rice.
Keep your calories down.
And I thought, no, I'll do something for my little friend. So I ducked out to Tintern, and I didn't get the whole school, but I got a class.
Oh, that's nice.
For you, Boxy. They still love you, mate.
Thank
you can get
you.
That. You can
I
get that,
that
audio. I think we're going to put it on our Facebook page of all the video of all the kids chanting Fifi. So they still love you,
little
mate.
Little classroom. Oh, thanks for grade two
I'm
for your help.
That was Lenny or Lulu's class.
No,
at
it was at Tintern.
No, it was actually
was
at Tintern.
Really?
It was at Tintern. Popped out there
was
yesterday.
Was that really Tintern?
Yeah. Well, look at the video.
Look at Instagram. Get your
phone
up.
I don't know what to believe anymore. With
go
you.
To Instagram and see it. Hang I mean, on, did they read a script? Do they know who you are? Doesn't matter.
They knew.
They didn't know who I was.
They were chanting Fifi.
That.
I was saying Fifi, and I said, no, Fifi.
Oh, look at that. They're actually in their school uniforms cheering for me. Oh, that's beautiful.
There you go.
Oh, it goes again.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Amazing time. Georgina in Caroline Springs. Hi, Georgina.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Georgina. The weather's going to be great this weekend. It's Friday. You've got a cracking story for us that I know we're going to love. Okay, we'll decide.
You might love it. We're not sure. That's the whole segment.
No, off you go, Georgina.
I went to a party the other night and all three of my exes were in the same room.
Oh, Georgina. Okay, firstly, separate to that being amazing or not, that's terrifying. Like, that would have been traumatizing. We've got to ask some questions. Like, if you were to tell me that one ex was from Norway, the other from Slovenia, and another from Ireland, and they all happened to appear in a room in Melbourne, that would be amazing. Are they all friends out of interest?
No.
Okay, well, that's...
Do you all live in Caroline Springs near the lake?
No, so one's in Broadmeadows, the other one is in St. Albans, and the other one's in Hillside.
Fairly close.
And for three at the same party is good.
You're a really nice person, but it's just not amazing.
Oh, have a great weekend, Georgie. Porgy.
Great story, though.
The boys have made them cry.
No, but Georgina, great story. Like, if I was meeting a friend for lunch and she said, guess what, three of my boyfriends are at a party, ex-boyfriends. Like,
totally.
No way.
If this segment was, is it awkward, it would have got one.
Yeah, I liked it, Georgina.
Good stuff.
Kelly in Boronia. Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Kel. This is your chance to be amazing. What's your amazing story?
Well, it's actually my partner. He's started work. He's a security guard at Dandenong Hospital. And he was out the front one morning waiting for the dental clinic to open, and a lady who was waiting asked him what nationality he was, because he's Sri Lankan. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm Sri Lankan. My parents were born there. And she said, oh, what area? And he told her what area. And she said, oh, my husband went to school near there with a Cedric Visser. Do you know him? And he said, yes, it's my dad.
Oh,
wow, I mean, need we even?
That's good, yeah?
Yeah, tell that at the dinner party tonight.
That's a great one.
Wow.
What are the chances? Sri Lanka, Dandenong, mates, amazing.
But it beats St Albans from the one before.
Yeah. And they're at a dental clinic.
Very, very
I
good.
I still like Georgina's story.
No.
Joan in Churnside Park. Hi, Joan.
It's Joe.
Oh, Joe, that's fine. And sorry, Joe, we're off to a bad start there. But let's make this better. What's your amazing story?
So, Fifi, you know where the town Lang Lang is on the way to Phillip Island.
Yes, I love Lang Lang.
Well, that's where I grew up. And when I was in about grade three, we had Arbor Week, the old tree planting thing. And we released helium balloons with seeds attached to them, and we let them go into the air. Then a couple of weeks later, the school gets a letter from saying that they've found a balloon on a dairy farm in Tasmania from the school. And that the kids had written a letter saying, you might know my cousins, they go to Lang Lang Primary School. The balloon had landed on the property in the Curry in King Island from our school on our cousin's property.
Joe!
I know!
Joe, that is possibly...
That exceeds this segment, in fact.
The most amazing story we've ever had on this show.
We have a special sting that we never, ever play, but you are about to get it, Joe. That was...
That's phenomenal.
Whoa.
Joe, I got teary then. That is so freaky.
And my maiden name is Curry, and the town that my cousins live in on King Island is the main town, and that surname is Curry.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
this
know what's
should be on, like,
here.
Television. What, have you ever given this?
You should do a documentary special on that story. It's incredible.
If anyone's listening from A Current Affair or from one of those shows, I mean, that's fantastic.
It almost ends our segment, Joe, because are we ever going to get better than that?
I used to send balloons to Care Bears when I was at school. I did.
That's not amazing.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend, guys. Yeah. I'm off to the polo
happy
tonight.
Happy weekend.
Solo at the polo.
You're not solo. You've got your fiancé.
Yes,
with
runway room. Runway.
It's going to be a big one.
We hope you love that Fifi, Fem and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au.
Fifi, Fem and Byron. 101.9 The Box.